Well, hello, Lost Boy. It's been a while, hasn't it? I want to start by saying thank you. Thank you to everybody who sent me well wishes. I didn't have the energy to respond to all of those thoughtful notes and messages that were DM'd and sent in YouTube, Patreon, Reddit, Discord. Really appreciate all the care you guys sent my way, even if I didn't have the chance to respond to you personally. I really appreciate it. I also want to say thank you for your continued support here in Patreon. I can't tell you how much it means to me that you continue to support my work, even when I'm not creating and doling out all the Patreon thank yous. It means a lot. I am starting to record again. Posted something a couple days ago, and Rush and I put together a calendar for June. I'm going to be recording those and trying to get ahead so that I don't burn myself out again. And I'm probably going to cut back to just a couple videos a month on YouTube, especially until I find somebody that I can work with really, really easily for YouTube videos. I've had people help a little bit here and there, and it was great. They were very talented. Just gonna see if I can find somebody that's a good fit for me and my weird working style. So until then, probably just a couple videos a month, because for some reason editing is fun, but I can't seem to manage the programs well. They keep exploding and taking up my entire computer. And Rush and I have poked at it a lot, and it just becomes overwhelming. Yeah. Burnout is a thing. And that's something I've struggled with before getting sick. But I got sick in September, and I thought I was better. Just, you know, tired. It's not going away. Maybe it's allergy season. Why do I keep getting headaches? You know, all of these kind of nagging things that I just pushed through. And then I found out I had long COVID in January. And they said 6 months to 2 years to get better. I kind of didn't believe them. But I would say it's true. It is true, unfortunately. So I took some time off. I went on a road trip with my brother and did a lot of sleeping. Still sleep a lot. But I got to see a lot of places. I got to go to New Orleans and have coffee and beignets at Dumont's. I got to have fried chicken at Willie Mae's, I think. Best fried chicken in New Orleans, apparently. Did silly things. Found a Hex shop and bought some silly things in there too. There were so many fun spells, and it was a interesting place to wander around. I got to go to Tennessee and stay at Pigeon Forge, which is kind of like a miniature Las Vegas tucked away in the mountains. It was an interesting find. Camped out there for a few days and saw baby ducks, sat by a fire, drank coffee, had some absinthe, slept a lot. Went to Savannah, Georgia. God, what a beautiful place. I had no idea Savannah was so beautiful. There's just something about those trees. If you've never seen old live oak trees covered in Spanish moss, it was, I kept feeling like I was in a book, on a movie set. They didn't look real. My brother and I found this little island called Jekyll Island, and I posted a video in the Discord about this beach that we rode our one wheels around on, with all these giant dead trees, these white skeletons stripped of bark, baking in the sun on this fine sand that was packed so tightly we could ride on it. And it too felt like an otherworldly experience. It felt like riding next to the bones of dinosaurs on the Atlantic Ocean. Then we went all the way down to the Keys and spent the night there. There was this little tiny bar. I have no idea what it was called. And at sunset in the Keys, we were riding our one wheels around, and this bar attracted us because of the music. He was doing Eminem covers. He was kind of singing them. And it was just him and one accompanying musician who was playing a fiddle. And my God, could he play the fiddle? It was just fantastic. And the whole place was just so full of life and color and beauty. It was a really good trip. I was away from my normal. I was able to sleep and wake up with the sound of the birds and get up to a very simple life of making coffee on a little white gas stove, to drive through places I've never been, to find strange things like pimento cheese. Fascinating. It reminded me what it feels like to live. I think I'd forgotten a little bit. And I think we all do that, right? We get into a groove, into a rhythm, and we just, you know, part of our brain maybe goes to sleep because it's efficient and we're not using that discovery energy. And we plow forward and it becomes a pattern. Sometimes it feels like a rut. And part of our mind takes a nap. And that trip helped me wake up and remember just how fun the world can be and how diverse the world can be and how full of experiences left to be discovered the world can be. And I only drove 4,500 miles on one continent, in one country. It was good. Thank you for supporting me financially as I did that, as I went and explored and reminded myself who I was underneath the businesswoman and the friend and the sister. Is good. I sure hope each one of you has a way to reconnect with that part of yourself on occasion. I wish there was a way to prescribe that. The doctor told me I needed a break. He told me I should. It sounded antiquated. I should go somewhere and get some fresh air. It sounded like it was something out of a Jane Austen novel. And I did, and it was exactly what I needed. I'm still not all the way well. I still sleep 10 hours a day. I still take naps 3 hours after waking up. And that's okay. That's where I'm at. But I've started exercising again and seeing the sunsets again. I think we forget. Especially in our worlds where they're so inside and so digitized, and we experience neon lights and other places and other lives through content, through media, through all the things that our world allows us to see and experience, that we forget to live our own lives. At least that's the way it feels to me. I would love to hear in the comments if you've had a similar experience. And I would love to know what it was that reminded you of that piece of yourself. Because it's been a while since I reminded myself. Yeah, been a while. So here I am, returning to my sound booth, gearing up for a move somewhere. I'm not sure where. And I have so many amazing people that I'm connected to, that I am socially one of the richest people I know. Thank you for that. Thank you for being you. Thank you for benefiting from the content I've made. I know it's an odd thing to say, but when you listen to something I made, something that Rush edited, something that's out there, posted somewhere, and it helps you in some way, in a weird way, it's a gift to me to know that my life has touched someone somewhere in a positive. It's delicious. So thank you for that, for learning something about yourself, for getting a better night's sleep, for discovering a new kink, for whatever it is you use this content for. I applaud your bravery, your willingness to take better care of yourself. My boys. Sending you all the hugs. You are the best. I have the best audience in the entire world, if you ask me. I will talk to you later. No dying.